today we close out the octave of Christmas. And it may seem kind of strange, but this celebration today of Mary as Mother of God is quite fitting. For Mary's role as Mother of God points not to herself, but to the fact of Jesus's incarnation and the idea that we worship her giving birth to the Son of God. So we continue to reflect on the mystery of Christmas even today. And in a certain way, we celebrate the great reverence we have in our worship of God. For Mary is always constantly pointing the way to her Son as the one whom we give adoration to. In the first reading today, we may be witnessing a certain blessing that was given to the Jewish people at a special time. After the exile in the 6th century BC or so, the people would gather on a day called Yom Kippur, which was the Day of Atonement, and they would receive a blessing from the priest who would speak the Lord's name. And at no other time during the year would the Lord's name be spoken. It was out of reverence and respect for the name of God that they dared not do that. It was only on the Day of Atonement that the high priest was allowed to speak his name. So what this demonstrates to us is that we gather around the name of the Lord as community. It is his name that unites us as a people who is God, who is the source of blessing for us as Christians. And it is appropriate that we do that at the beginning of a new year. And not only do we reverence the name of God, but we as Christians reverence the name of Jesus, who is the source of salvation. And that name is the one that evokes a certain amount of reverence. After all, I hold my family name and my wife's name with a certain amount of respect. So much more should I be in awe that God has revealed his holy name in Jesus. In the second reading, Paul reminds us that we are children of a Father who wants to address us in such intimate terms, like a good parent. Perhaps that's one thing that we easily overlook as Christians, but this is unique to us, that we address God as a parent, as a father. And our faith teaches us that we are offered a gift to become children of God through the new covenant. This is a God who wants to have a personal encounter with us in spite of our own weaknesses. And the new covenant does not require us to submit a piece of our flesh, but rather to recognize our dignity as sons and daughters of faith, responding with our hearts. We are no longer to be bound in fear, in hopelessness, in addictions or despair, but we are called to real freedom that allows us to walk as children of the Spirit. In the gospel, what amazes me is that through all of these incredible events, Mary is described as a person of reflection. She doesn't overreact. She doesn't talk a whole lot. She is described as a person who ponders the mysteries, keeping them close to her heart. And her example of contemplation amidst the extraordinary happenings, that ought to serve as a model for us when experiencing this holy season. Have we carved out some time over these last few days to let the meaning sink into our hearts? Have we, like Mary, pondered the mysteries of our life, even our sufferings and our joys, knowing that God is truly there in the midst of all of that? Just to sit in awe of the abundant love of God becoming one of us. And maybe once this is done, we act as the shepherds do in glorifying and praising God for the little moments of wonder in our own lives. The word that the gospel uses is they went in haste. They weren't there admiring things or thinking about what was just given to them in a flashy moment. They went in haste. They went on mission. This is our call as well. When God breaks into our lives, we are called to be people of mission, to go forth and reflect that to others in our life. The wonder that Jesus proclaims that it is possible to become members of the divine family is a big piece of our gospel. So let us give thanks that God has made a way for us to become children through the holy name of Jesus. And this intimate personal relationship with God has been made possible by Mary's cooperation. Her yes is our yes to God, who is the source of salvation. And that is why it is important to remember that her example is a model, and to marvel that she truly is the Mother of God.